A tugboat is stuck 2 miles outside of St. Michael in Norton Sound. Both men aboard the vessel are safe on shore, and there is currently no fuel leaking. KNOM's Lorelei Kinnean has the story.
A 66-foot tugboat traveling to St. Michael on Friday hit some rocks 2 miles outside of St. Michael at a place called Rocky Point. Owner Lee Hendren says the boat was headed to St. Michael to dock for the winter. There were 2 people on board the vessel. They made it to shore safely on Friday and without injuries. The vessel remains at Rocky Point. St. Michael Village Police Officer Nick Lupson says a resident called his office on Friday afternoon and told him about the boat grounded on the rocks. So the search and rescue team got together immediately. Officer Lupson says the waves were at 5 feet on Friday with the north wind, which made it impossible for them to travel out to retrieve the 2 men stuck on the Captain Hendren.
When we got there, there was the tugboat, and there was a life raft that was tied to the tugboat, and it was pretty windy. We had a north wind, and it was very shallow. So we waited like about 2 hours.
Lupson says after 2 hours, the men cut the line on the life raft and drifted to shore.
When they got to the rock shoreline, they pulled them out. They were wet. One was very, very cold. So what they did was lie them into sleeping bags to warm up, take all their wet clothing off. And from there, we sit there for a while till they warm up.
At about 4:30 in the afternoon, the 2 men from the vessel were taken to the St. Michael Health Clinic for treatment. Both were uninjured. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation responder John Ebel says the tugboat is stuck fast on the rocks, again 2 miles from St. Michael. The DEC is working with the tugboat owner and the Coast Guard to be sure there's a proper plan implemented to take care of the vessel. Ebel says there is no fuel or lubrication leakage, but they do expect the owner to remove the 600 gallons of diesel fuel and remaining operational fuel. However, Ebel says the seas are not expected to calm until the end of the week, and the fuel will not be removed until it's safe to do so.
When it comes down to the vessel itself and what do we do with the vessel stricken on a rock, we'll work through that component as the situation develops. The safety of all of the people involved with any response activity is our primary concern.
Neither the DEC or the Coast Guard have men or boats headed to the location. However, an Alaska State Trooper was expected to respond and assist today. The owner of the vessel, Lee Hendren, says the Captain Hendren had been in Nome for the gold dredging season. With the harbor closing in Nome later this week, Hendren says the boat was headed toward St. Michael to dock for the winter. Lee Hendren owns Hendren Towboat in Portland, Oregon. He is not yet sure how extensive the damage is to the Captain Hendren or whether or not the vessel will return for next summer's mining season. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.